fourth round of the FA Cup as the Reds travel down to Brighton this weekend. That is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan, Amelia Bonner, Andy Heaton and John Gibbons. Alan Ware's to come in the show a little bit later on. And Gibbo, if Wolves was a little leap forward and Chelsea was small steps, to quote the manager, what are you expecting? What are you hoping for this weekend? Because it feels like quite a difficult one to predict.
It is a difficult one because, you know, how strong do they go? You know, how strong do we go? You know, I've done a few calls, you know, for the Friday show on the FA Cup, and everyone you speak to is like, well, you know, we're depending on, you know, how strong our manager goes and them as well. And so there's a little bit of that. I think, you know, both clubs are in a, you know, in a position with the games where I think they can go strong. I think from a Liverpool point of view, you know, I mean, what is a strong team? We'll sort of debate that, really. But I think with, you know, without a sort of a midweek game this week, I think, and Brighton and being in a really comfortable position sort of in the league, I think both will go fairly strong. But you'll see a bit of rotation. So it is hard to know. What we all just hope and, you know, think surely must happen is a better showing than last time. You know, it is very recently we went down there and we're second best in every aspect of what football is. And you just want it to be much, much better than that.
Amelia, they've got me up the wall, to be honest. Even when they don't lose, I'm feeling massively frustrated by them. Do you think the fact that it's a different competition and there's not maybe the pressure of those 3 points at stake, that there'll be maybe more of a sense of freedom with Liverpool this weekend? I think you see it in the Wolves replay, albeit totally changed team, but it just looked like Liverpool players doing Liverpool things and enjoying the football again. Do you think we can expect to see more of that this weekend?
I certainly hope so. I'm very much into the idea of the Cup being the only thing that I now care about and the only thing that I pour any of my hopes and dreams into, the thing that I'm getting very behind. I like the idea of it being something completely separate, and I also think there's something to be said for the fact that it's the only recent performance where we can point to any real hope. I know, as you say, that if we see Chelsea as like a small step, if not kind of a lunge forward, let's not call it a leap, but I think with that performance being, I guess, the most promising that we've seen recently, and it being in the same competition, I hope that there's something there mentally. And also, I think there's, like you said, John, it's so recently that we've played them, and I think you're struggling to pick a rock bottom recently, but that Brighton game really did feel like it for me anyway, just in terms of, I know there have been worse results and scorelines, but just how toothless the performance was, how little it looked like a Liverpool team that I recognise. I hope that there's a degree of like, right, we've got another chance to do this again now and to do it properly. And knowing that, like you said, I think it'll be a strong side that Brighton put forward, we can kind of have a guess at what it is that we're going to be coming up against and know how we now want to play them, having been kind of embarrassed last time.